Sorry.
I will say that even though it's several years in, I still laugh at your bumper for Shard Week. I mean, it's still, that was just a little slice of genius there when you did that.
It's coming. Oh. Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
Not dead, anything but dead.
Oh my God. Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, yeah, Shart Week. I think that's
starting
this week.
Next week.
Yeah,
let's wait on Big Fatty.
It just comes around so soon every year, doesn't it?
Yes.
It sneaks up on you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, yeah, Shart Week.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4735 of BFO for Thursday, the 2th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
I will show.
Y'all, I'm tell you all about my day, and y'all, I've got a granny story you ain't gonna believe. Big Fatty. Hello, Pinkies, Big Fatty, the Fade Driver, thank you, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Pinkies today, because today, y'all, it's the full moon, and it is the Pank Moon. Yes, Big Fatty. Despite the name, it will not appear pink, but it is named after the moss pink wildflowers blooming in early spring. It's also known as the, lots of different names, the breaking ice moon, and yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, there's a rocket. There's a rocket gonna be taking off, heading towards the Pank Moon. Y'all, I think it's called the Artemis. Oh yes, Big Fatty. He was one of my favorite professional dancers on the dancing, but I think he retired. Well, maybe he went to the Pink Moon.
By the silvery
Y'all, this is music from the CBS Morning Show back in the day with that Marriott Hartley and Roland Smith and Mark McEwen. Oh, yes, we love Mark McEwen. Y'all, it says gone to glory. But let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, it was a fairly quiet evening. I did head over to Shady Pines, and y'all had a lovely supper over there. And I had the brofkas for supper, scrambled eggs and 4 pieces of bacon and 2 pancakes. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like the Peter Pan diner. You cannot get just one. It's true. You cannot get just one. By the way, y'all, Dr. Stone has said that he thinks that the fruit plate stories are replaced the so-so questions, which replaced the Varcano mug stories. Y'all, that goes way back. Y'all remember the Varcano mug? Well, I'll tell you about it, but I'll get to that later. And anyway, Big Fat, I think I heard Dr. Stone just kerfuffle. I mean, maybe even snorted. And y'all, before I forget, y'all, I don't know what's going on with Mr. Cackle. But y'all, he said on Monday that he had put a bid in on for a house, but it was rejected. And then Hump Day afternoon, y'all, he says, oh, we're moving to Larryville. It's a house. It's a big house. Y'all, and of course, it's got a green roof. Yes, we've got everything with Mr. Cackle is green. But, y'all, it seems to be out in the middle of the country. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? I said, no, not until he moves in. But anyway, Big Fatty, oh, you're going to get it for that. Since we're talking about Mr. Cackle, y'all, he had to fill up his Chevrolet Red or similar with petroleum. Y'all, this is the first time since the war, and he was not amused at the price, $3.99 a gallon. But y'all, the Laughing Buddha's got him beat. Laughing Buddha filled up for $3.23 a gallon. Big Fatty, Laughing Buddha is a former number one fan of the BFO. But anyway, y'all got home from Shady Pines. Y'all, I went by the car wash to get Earl Grey. And y'all, I went to one over near Shady Pines. And y'all, they have the cute boys that work at this car wash. And y'all, there was some kind of mechanical difficulties. They said, oh, it's going to be about 5 minutes until we can get the water pressure back up. I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, I just sat there ready to drive into the tunnel and looked at the cute boys. Big Fatty, you're creepy. It's true. Not as creepy as the rabbits that Moose P posted over there on the Blue Butterfly. Y'all. Creepy. Speaking of creepy, y'all, did you see the rabbit picture of Holly and Casey? Yes, Big Fatty. They say they enjoy coloring eggs. Yeah, we know what kind of eggs, too. Anyway, got home, and y'all, I watched the news with Tom Yamas. And y'all, by the way, let me just say this right now. Y'all, Miss Gayle King, y'all, I can see it coming, but they're looking for a third co-host for the Miss Gayle King show, and y'all, they've got that, what's his name? It's Matt Gutman, and y'all, I've just got, he's been a reporter, but y'all, I've just got a negative feeling about him, and I think they're going to make him the third co-host. I hope not, because if they do, Miss Gayle King may have to go by the wayside. I get the feeling those two may not get along as well as even with Tony DeCopel. But anyway, that's just off the subject. Let's get back on the subject. Ready? Whatever. Got up Wednesday morning, and y'all, I had two e-letters. One was from my burglar alarm company saying, oh, Big Fatty, here is your certification that the villa is alarmed and has a fire alarm too. And so y'all, I got that, and I sent it right off to the homeowner's insurance company as requested. And so we'll be looking for an updated tariff on the homeowner's insurance. Y'all, the The other thing I was going to mention, y'all, and let me just say this about that. Y'all, if you own a home and have an alarm system or a fire alarm in your home, you know, not smoke detectors, but something that connects into the alarm system that's monitored, y'all, see if you can get a discount on your homeowner's insurance. Y'all, it won't cut it in half or anything, but y'all, every little bit helps. Nowadays, everything's just so expensive. So take a minute and check out your insurance to see if you can get some duckies back. All right, now moving on. y'all, and the other e-letter that I got, y'all, it was, I almost had to touch myself. Be ready, Fogger. Y'all, I received notice from the Bank of America's that both my federal and my state tax returns, refunds had been deposited. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I was thrilled to death, I tell you. And y'all, and that takes me to this. And y'all, this is one of those you're not going to believe it stories. Y'all, it's about Granny. And Granny had been all poopy and everything for the last few weeks, because y'all, he had done his taxes on the TurboTax. You know, that's the online tax preparer. And y'all, he went through and he did it, and he was gonna owe between $4,000 and $5,000 to the government for his taxes. And y'all, he was just down in the dumps. And I said, Granny, something's not right, because, you know, the old people, they get an extra or a portion at least of the $6,000 no tax on Social Security. But y'all, you do still pay it. You just get this $6,000 back. And I said, Granny, did you have to pay last year? No, I still got a refund. I said, something's wrong. And I said, now, I don't want to get in your business or anything like that, but if you would like for me to help you or see if I can assist, you know, come on over to the villa and bring your paperwork and everything, and we'll sit down and do it. And he says, okay. And so, y'all, he had told me on Tuesday, he says, would hump day morning around 10 a.m. in the morning be a good time to come by? I said, yes. So, y'all, Tuesday night, y'all watched the Atlanta Braves get the asses beat. I went to bed before the game was over, but it was clear their asses would be beaten. And then I slept okay. Y'all, I did not, I did open the windows, but y'all, it's the lows are in the low 60s, and that's just, it's problematic, and especially because I need to get my hairs cut and everything. But anyway, slept like a baby once the baby went to sleep, and y'all got up on hump day morning, had my breakfast, y'all, it was another one of those sourdough English muffins, and had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, you know, I've mentioned that there's a kind gentleman that goes out walking in the morning, and if he sees my paper sitting on the walkway coming into the villa, he'll pick it up and set it on the porch, on the veranda. And y'all, I'm walking out, you know, going down the steps, and you know, I reach over and hold the banister, because you know, the old people, last thing you need is to have the broken hip. Y'all, it's the beginning of the end. And So about the time I look up, there he is walking towards me with the paper, and he didn't see me. And I said, "Oh, you beat me to the punch." And y'all, I startled him, and we just kind of giggled and everything. And I told him that I really appreciated his kindness, and and then I said, "April Fool," and no, I didn't say that. But y'all, by the way, Miss Bacon, y'all, she must have gotten up at the crack of dawn, because she says no school today, so she evidently listened to the show early. But anyway, so y'all read the paper, and y'all, it was about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I'm coming in to get my Von's East grocery list papaya. Y'all, by the way, the Von's East, it was the same circular as last week, and it goes up and through Saturday, because you know Easter is this coming Sunday. Oh yes, Big Fatty, finally we can start collecting Lent again. It's true. Anyway, tried to FaceTime with Granny, and I told him, I said, "Granny, bring your tax return from last year, just so I can kind of compare things." And he says, "I'll try." And he says, "It's online on the TurboTax." I said, "Well, bring your login credentials." And he goes, "Well, I'll try, y'all." So y'all, I know Granny's e-letter address, so I went on the TurboTax and I typed in his e-letter address. Now, I didn't know his password, so I was trying to FaceTime him, and y'all, he kept hanging up on me because he was trying to get the login credentials. Now, y'all, he knew his password and he knew his e-letter address, so I don't know why it was so difficult, but anyway. So finally, I spoke to him because, y'all, I was able to log in on his e-letter address, and then it asks for the password, or you could have them send a textimonium or something like that. And so I'm trying to tell him I figured out an easy way to do it. And anyway, he finally got on the thing. And so I put in the password and I opened it up and I said, "Well, Granny, I see the problem right here on the initial page." I said, "Now, was your W-2, did it say that you made this much at the Walmart?" He says, "Yes." And I said, "And how much does the Social Security say you made?" He says, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was something like $26,450. And I said, "Well, Granny, on the TurboTax, you've made a mistake. But after the last zero in the $450, you put another zero instead of the period, so it looks like you made $40,000. He goes, "Oh, Lord." And so, y'all, I corrected that, and he went from owing, bless his heart, owing between $4,000 and $5,000to getting $92 back from the federal, and then he's going to get more than $700 back from the state. So, y'all, the lesson here is, well, there's two lessons. The first lesson is check your work, and the second lesson is do not get Granny to help you with your taxes. And y'all, I'm going to have to do the coupon report tomorrow. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, Big Fatty, you ready? Here we go. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, get out there and enjoy that pink moon. And we'll finish out the week with the coupon. And y'all, I didn't buy lots at the Von's East. And y'all, a lot of it was sweets. And y'all, it was too much to avoid. So, oh, yes, Big Fatty. And speaking of voids, Shark Week is next week, and we need people to start pooping themselves. Well, you know, let's start out there in Walnut Hills. Know anyone out there that poops himself? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Stink Pot, did you poop yourself?
Oh, yeah, Shark Week. Yeah.
Oh, well, call it in. We need some Stink Pot poop story.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.